Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. What a gong show setup that was. I never realized single women were so much high maintenance. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's how we're starting.
Oh, my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. Thank you for tuning in. This is a moment that many of you have been waiting for because you want phone numbers. It's not going to happen, though. Not going to happen.
No.
This segment we've entitled All the Single, and then we put in parentheses, black ladies, because I wanted this to be the most awkward segment I've ever done in radio.
Already.
So, I've got a friend. Her name is Davina. Davina works here at the station. Her name is Davina Japal. We call her DJ. No. Does anyone ever call you that?
Matt.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He's the only one.
Okay, I'll step away from that then. And we were chatting about, you know, what's the dating scene like and what's it like for black women specifically? And part of my thinking was, really, it's different for black women? What? So I said to Davina, well, why don't we do a segment on it? Well, wasn't that the dumbest thing in the world to do? Because after having numerous conversations where I was stepping in all these landmines, I decided to call up some people I knew, some friends and some other people. And I realized I need to get a little more educated on
this. Okay.
It didn't really work. I'm not as educated as I would like to be, but hopefully I won't be as dopey as I could have been. Does that make any sense, Davina?
Drew, you are one of the most smartest guys I know. So,
you need to get out more.
We're going to have a good time.
Aim higher.
So I like to talk about subjects that I'm ignorant about, and we're going to talk about this right now. You guys, well, first of all, Davina, welcome to the Drew Marshall Show.
Thank you so very much.
Have you been on the show before?
Never been on the show. Never been on this side of the mic, actually.
Really?
For 18 years. This is the first time I'm on this side of the mic, and I find it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Davina, why are you single?
I am single. Good question. Okay.
Like, is it deodorant?
It could be.
Hairstyle?
You're absolutely right. No, intentionally. I've been single intentionally for the past two years.
Intentionally?
Intentionally. For the past 2 years and 26 days, y'all.
Oh, you got a date.
2 years and 26 days.
Did you get your staying away card? What did they give you?
Yeah, did you get a chip? Single that long?
But yeah, and it's been an amazing 2 years. I have come to a place where I am actually extremely happy. And it's not this superficial happiness. It's a real deep happiness where I'm content and I'm good.
Okay, so the guy that I had lined up for you to meet, I can tell him to go away?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Okay. You never had a guy for me.
No, you're right. I didn't. I didn't. All right, can you please introduce your friends?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you so much. First of all, Toronto, hi and love you guys. I have two very special women in the studio. Both of them are young professionals. Both of them are educators. Both of them are very influential within the black gospel community. Both of them are gospel artists. One is a traditional gospel artist. The other is a gospel jazz artist. The traditional gospel artist is Marissa Nicole. Hi, Marissa.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here.
Hold on. What is a traditional gospel artist? What does that mean?
How would you describe
yourself? Does that mean you use a tambourine?
Yeah. Always. You can't start church without a tambourine.
I have been to so many TMC events, and they beat the snot out of that thing.
Yeah,
it's important. I don't know how the skin lasts.
It's important to have a tambourine at all time as a traditional artist.
Okay. All right. All right. Sorry, I stepped all over you. Go ahead,
you did. You did. That's okay. And finally, but not least, we have Tamika Williams.
Hello, everyone.
So, Tamika, gospel and jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a weird combo?
No, they're actually like cousins when you think about the history of gospel music and the history of jazz. And a lot of the same performers, a lot of jazz artists actually started in the church. I say gospel jazz because my voice comes out that way, but the lyrics are with the gospel inside of them.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah. Okay. By the way, I want to let everyone know we're streaming live on Facebook. The video is there. You can see all of the ladies, all of the single ladies, right? And Tim's weird hand in there as well, doing some weird stuff. Okay, so here are some points that when I asked some other people about the whole, you know, black single dating culture thing, mm-hmm. some stuff came up. Mm-hmm. Now, here you go. We don't have time to putz around here. I'm going to dive right into awkwardness.
All right. God help us all.
You have no idea.
Okay.
One of the conversations I had with someone, we talked about how the hip-hop culture has had more of an influence on men's attitudes towards women in a fatherless subculture than it should. So here's the trigger here. Is it true that in the black community that fatherlessness is an issue, or is that just something we hear in the media? What do you guys, do you have anything to say about that, number one? Number two, if fatherlessness is a real thing and then hip-hop culture is stepping in to give direction on people's lives, has that been a good thing, or has that impacted your dating scene?
Good question. Very
ready,
good question.
Go. Who wants that one?
Tamika.
I think fatherlessness is an issue in any culture, but definitely in the black community.
Okay.
We need dads. We need fathers. We need good role models. We need those ones who say, I love you first, before we go seeking for love from any other guy. Coming from a place where it's safe and it's protecting and providing, we need to see that and know that. I am blessed to say I don't know what that means in my home, but I did grow up around friends and family that did not have fathers in their homes, and we definitely saw the effects of that there.
Right. So fatherlessness is a real thing.
It's
in
real.
Any culture.
In any culture.
But it is a prevalent thing in the black culture? Yes? No?
From my dating experience, 90% of the guys I've dated grew up without fathers. Mm-hmm. 90%.
Holy
and
heart attack.
I know. And mm-hmm. I see a direct correlation in terms of, you know, how they treated me. And it's stemming from not having that father figure in their lives. It's also what I saw from the guys who did not grow up having a father in the home was that they didn't want to take on responsibility, that they were very immature, that they were like young boys in a full-grown man's body. Mm-hmm. And that's because they were never taught how to be a man, and that comes directly from the father. So when they're faced with, okay, do I want to take on the responsibility of this relationship? What do I need to give of myself? And they're not in a place where they want to give. So it directly impacts relationship. It directly impacts when how women and men meet, and if they meet, and even the dynamics of it.
Man, and of course, there are exceptions to all of those.
Yes, they are. Okay. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
We have to say that. We're Canadian. We're polite. We're nice. Okay. Yeah. No, I get that. Okay. Let me ask you this, Marissa. I want to we want to bring you into the conversation. So let me ask you this one. Is this a reality? Because someone told me it is. So you tell me if it's a reality in your world.
Okay.
Black women have to deal with asking the black guy if he's even into black women.
Yes, I have.
See, Tim, didn't that blow, does that not blow your mind? Like, as white guys,
nope.
We never have to go, have to think about it to a white girl and go, are you even into white guys? Like, we just don't. That's not a thing for us.
Yeah. Because yeah. No, wow. I teach, there's a very large black population, and none of this surprises me.
Really?
I've been, over the years, it surprised me, but now it's like, no, I get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. So, Marissa, has that ever been, like, did that cross your mind? If ever you're talking to a guy, well, I like that guy over there, let's go talk to him. Did it ever cross your mind? Well, maybe he's not even into black women.
I personally have not had that experience, but I've heard other friends who have had that experience, who right. have gone up to a fellow, and fellow said he doesn't prefer our culture, he prefers another culture. Which is unfortunate because I think that we shouldn't limit ourselves. I think that we should take off the borders, take off the boundaries that regard in terms of race. I don't think that that is necessarily fair, or it inhibits us from meeting people when you just automatically say, I'm not into you because you're black.
So is that – so, Davina, is that racist?
I think we've been conditioned. I think definitely we've been conditioned. Our society has been conditioned where black women have been overly sexualized a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you just said – sorry. Oh, shut up. I have another question. I have so many questions. Okay, go. Yes?
So when we look at the black women from different cultures, whether from the black guy or wherever guy, black women as a whole universally have been over-sexualized. And those type of images and ideologies do not allow people to really commit themselves to that person, when in reality our hearts, we're women.
Right.
We want, you know, to have that companion. We want someone to care for us and look after us. We want that person there to even, in a sense, lead. We don't want to have to be at the forefront. Now, there are times where we do need to take the forefront, fine, that's fine, and we can, and we can do it well, but that's not our natural position. That's my take on it.
Yes.
And so we will love for that stigma to actually be corrected and changed. It goes deep, Drew. It's not just the fact that we may need another app, you know, dating app. It's not that.
No.
It does deal with repatterning our minds in terms of who we are. And that goes back to Bible. That goes back to in terms of who God calls us to be. What is a man of God? What is a woman of God? And living it out.
I have a friend, Carrie Pomeroli. You know, there's those women's ministries out there. One of them is called Proverbs 31 Ministry, right? She has her own ministry. It's Proverbs 32. And it starts off with...
It's already heretical, by the way.
I know. It starts off with, I rise late and my children make me breakfast.
Oh, nice.
If anyone understands Proverbs 31, it's kind of an inside joke. Okay. I said, I can't believe I asked this question, but it needs to come up because you kind of brought it up as well. But as a middle-aged white dude who's outside of your culture, I still have been educated about your culture from various sources, and something in the back of my mind said that black women are more into sex than white women. And that's what you talked about, right? Where black women have been sexualized and stereotyped and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that doesn't mean that we're more into sex than other ethnicities.
But there is a message out there that says that, right?
Yeah.
Marissa?
Totally.
Totally shaking your head.
We just talked about the hip hop community, right?
Yeah.
There's totally a message. The media totally portrays that, but that.
Yes.
That's such a poor misconception.
I think it's all the stereotypes, like not just the over sexualizing, but like, you know, the singer or the drummer, the basketball player, that like there's those things where it's like just let black people be people.
Right.
And it's not so much like, you know, we're just over sexualized, but it's I expect you to be the kind of black person I see in media,
right,
not just be a person.
Okay. I don't know, about 20 minutes or so, we're going to have Michelle McKinney Hammond join us on the phone. She's going to be calling in from Africa. And I hope so. Anyway, if the phone rings. If not, we keep going, girls.
Okay.
And she has this one line where she says, our brothers can be standing beside us in church, one hand up in the air praising the Lord, and the other hand grabbing our backside. And I think what she's getting at in this whole talk about, well, that she has about this stuff, is that within, and again, I don't know, I'm an outsider here, but within the black church, are there creepy guys cruising the black scene in order to hit on women more than maybe other kind of churches? Do you know what I mean? Have you ever heard of guys, like we said it in our setup here, have you ever heard of guys just cruising the church scene trying to crack on to women?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to let one of you guys answer that question, but I do want to plug this. First of all, we being women of God, right, our hearts are for Jesus Christ. We were born and raised pretty much in the church.
Yeah.
And So we understand church culture,
right?
And our brothers are our brothers, and we love you guys. We love you guys a lot, and we're not trying to bash anybody.
Listen, if they're grabbing, I'm bashing.
I understand. But What I do want to say is that we would love, this is our story, fellas. This is our story, and this is our cry. This is our heart that we're sharing today. And I hope that you'll be able to take it in love and then hopefully do something about it. If you think that you can, then do something about it. Okay, now to answer the question, what are you guys?
I have heard of this, but I am privileged enough to say that I have never experienced this.
You've only heard of it.
And yeah, like in the churches that I've visited or attended,
right?
No one was acting inappropriately in that regard. Was someone trying to hint at something, you know, oh, nice smile, great, really love the way you praise the Lord, you know, like maybe, but like, no one's ever been inappropriate in that place.
Yeah.
I was also raised by a very fierce Jamaican mama. So that like
changes
things.
That just sent shivers up my spine.
You know, yeah. I might just have to turn the other cheek and then really quickly fix your business. But
fix your business. I like
So laying on of hands has a very different reason for you as opposed to this question.
One thing, if I can include. Okay, so a lot of the guys I've dated, they said, yeah, I'm a Christian. Mm. But then when you actually get to know them, they're not a cultural Christian? They're not a Christian, yeah. So they're a Christian by title, but not a Christian by heart. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there is a difference, you know. So you may be entering in, or I have entered in a relationship where I thought, you know, this guy loves the Lord, quoting scripture, more than me. But then when you really dig deeper and you see their heart, they're far from the
just
truth.
Just a good memory.
That
for me, that's where the spirit of discernment comes in. That's where you're not going there with desperation, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. If someone's approaching and you're in that desperate spirit, then it's going to be very easy for him to pin in, and him lifts off all these scriptures, and you think, yeah, this is it, this is the one. You can't come with a desperate mindset and mentality. You got to be
that's
clear,
good.
Level-headed.
That's good. That's good. All right, girls, here we go. The next awkward scenario that I came across in my research of this topic. Mm-hmm. What is going on, Marissa?
I have a lot of energy, and I put it out through dance. I sing. I love music, so I put it out through dance.
I thought she was having a stroke or something there.
That was a dance move!
Well, in my world,
she's
that looks like a stroke, okay?
That's
hilarious.
Because all I got is the awkward, what is it? The white man's overbite. That's it.
I've never heard that before.
Shut up. You have two. Okay, here we go. Professional black woman said this to me. It just sounds weird that I have to say professional.
I know.
Anyway, black women are getting busy, getting educated, and starting businesses and doing it. But the men have not caught up. They still think that if they got a sweet ride, they're in.
Hmm. Was she American?
Yeah, there is a difference there, isn't
there? There is a difference. There is a difference. That sounds so American. And it's not really a culture. That's just not a part of us. Or my experience, I should say.
Yeah. I was trying to picture whoever this woman was.
Really? So you've never come across a guy, you know, all three of you are professional, successful, well-spoken, and a great conversationalist, right? You're smooth is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You got it all. You've never come across a guy who's like, yo, babe, look up, you know, I don't know. This is going to be so awkward. Hey, how you doing?
Don't even do it. Let me save you from that experience.
Yes, yes,
Davina.
I have met that guy.
Hey, Davina. Yeah.
Good afternoon, young man.
Yeah.
I'm backing out of that conversation. You've never had that problem, right?
I have.
You have?
I met him. I haven't dated him. Went on a date with him, met him, and I was like, we're going to shut this down.
Good for you.
So, like, I agree with the statement that I find a lot of black women and women in general are just
women are trying to do
the things that are on their hearts, whatever desire they have, whether it be starting a business or going back to school or becoming a professor, whatever that is. They're not letting their dating life dictate what they can and cannot do anymore. Whereas in years past, we kind of had these ideas of where a woman belonged. Whereas now there's more freedom given to women to explore what they are capable of doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then sometimes I find that there's a kickback from the guys where you're independent. And so then they kind of step back from their role. And I'm like, oh, that's not what I kind of wanted.
Right,
that's
right.
Not, you know, but
I feel like if I'm speaking from my personal experience, I feel like if you are comfortable in who you are as a person, as a man, who you, what your role is and what it should be, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't have a problem with my independence. You shouldn't mm-hmm. have a problem with my ambition. It shouldn't be fearful to you. You mm-hmm. shouldn't be intimidated. As a matter of fact, you should be attracted to yes. it.
Sure, but if the guy's not, then it's not the guy.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. it's pretty easy math.
And it's right. on to the next.
Yes.
Next.
It's easy math when it comes up. It yeah. could be a very confusing thing, because it could be like, I'm attracted to your independence, but oh, you're still independent, so now I don't want
that's
you.
That's really, really well said. That's spot on. Oh, I love your independence. Wait, you're independent?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally get that. Yeah. Well, in case you're wondering what you're listening to, it's an awkward white dude talking to three single black ladies trying to find out what's going on in their world when it comes to this dating culture that we live in right now. I don't know. I've never been on Tinder. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a bad thing or a good thing. I have no idea. I guess I don't care. But my question behind the online stuff is, you got Tinder, you got Christian Mingle. Is there a place for, because Bark Networks, they're the ones that own JDate for Jews, mm-hmm. Christian Mingle for Christians, and they narrowcast. They bring it right down to black single people. BlackSingles.com,
yeah.
I think, is the website. Mm-hmm. Is there a need for that, Davina?
I'm totally not the person to ask that question, answer that question. But I don't think so. I don't think we really do need all these apps. And
Marissa, and your face went squinchy on that one. Do you agree with her?
I agree with her. No, mm-hmm. this is my squinchy face. Yeah.
I can't read squinchy faces. No. So are you saying that there's no need for BlackSingles.com?
No.
We don't need to be that specific?
Well, remember I said...
Oh, squinchy face!
Oh!
Tamika?
So, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I did a little self-project for about 6 months where I tried these apps. Because okay. I think I was very much like these ladies, where I was like, no, not me. If you want to, God bless you, help you, good for you, but not me. But I think in being on these apps, I learned more about myself.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't so much like, am I going to find him this way? But it was more like I realized that I was just kind of swiping. Like, I forgot they were people after a while. And then when I tapped onto somebody, I was like, oh, you really want to start a conversation? And then we'd start a conversation and I'd be like, oh, this is a terrible conversation. Or, this is really cool. Like, yeah. I didn't think I could meet somebody, or that you were here in the city right. if it was an app that supported, you know, geographical location or something that brought people from further away. I had not thought of those questions and those possibilities before. So I think there could be a place for it, but you definitely need more boundaries, and I think you need to keep your head open and realize that you're starting from scratch. You're not starting from a person that is maybe connected, the two of you, or there's no accountability. Like, is this person really a good person? You're starting from, hey, nice smile. What's your name for real?
You know? Speaking of nice smile, Tim?
Well, I was going to say, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with these different sort of, focused apps. Because, and it's not a race or anything like that. It's like,
dude, if I like Pepsi, not Coke,
I'm going to go to some place that sells Pepsi.
If they had an app for overweight bald men with beards, would you be offended by that?
No, not at all, because it just gives me more opportunity, because I got my focused crowd. If that's what I'm into. No, right. And you're shaking your head, and I get it, but I also think if we've got... I'm getting so upset by this. Mm-hmm. If we do have Christian Mingle, because you're seeking a fellow believer,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and I do think there are people who prefer certain colors, certain race, and it's not a racial thing. It's not a racist thing.
It's just a preference.
That's my preference. Like I said, Pepsi, Coke. It's not like I hate people who drink Coke. It's just I happen to prefer one over the other. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that.
Marissa?
I hear what you're saying. I think
but you're wrong.
Pepsi. No, I didn't say that. But I think Pepsi, Coke is a bad relation, because we're not just talking about color. We're talking about culture. It's a lot more heavier than...
No, and I was just using it as very simplified.
I know,
and I get it.
Why didn't you bring up Nazis? I mean, seriously.
Oh,
or Sprite, or you know, Dr. Pepper.
But when you say black singles, there's just there's a specificity. Did I say that right? That is just, I think you're just locking yourself off, and I think you're putting yourself in a box and in a border, and I think that... Again, there's a lot behind just color. You're talking culture. You're talking religion. You're talking there's a whole world behind just, oh, I just like black girls, or I just like white men, or it's more than that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. Just again, to recap, we are in the studio with three single black women talking about what it's like being a single black woman in this day of dating. And joining us is Marissa and Tamika and someone named Davina Japul.
Oh my goodness.
Davina, what do you do for a living?
Oh my goodness. Grace, Lord Jesus. I am a radio host. I work for Joy Radio, and I've been doing radio for the past 18 years, and just blessed. It's just an honor to be here. That's what I do.
So nice. You could be a Mormon. Oh, like that's how nice you are.
Okay. Thank you, dude.
So nice.
But I get to meet people like you.
That's not a perk.
I get to interview awesome people that I would never have met ever in my life. I get to create shows. I get to express myself in a way that really kind of, I think, enriches our culture. And I do it a lot through specifically gospel music and then from the shows that I do Monday to Friday, Christian contemporary music, I just have fun with it. And I really share my heart. That's what I really want to do.
Okay, well, let's do more of that right now. You and I had a conversation, and we have talked. You have basically said to me, dude, this is you talking to me.
Yes.
Dude.
Listen, Drew, when we have conversations, it's not public.
Anybody that talks with me knows that anything can go to air. It's my disclaimer. You need to talk to the men out there.
Okay.
Because men need to shape up.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why you thought I would have any impact on that. I'm just going to talk into your mic while I move for the intern who's behind me there. Ooh, that was like one of those stereo things, eh? What do you want men to know how do I say this? You've got the mic. You now have this opportunity to tell men something that will help in this world of dating that you are a part of.
Right.
What do you want them to really know?
Okay, so this is real talk here,
yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Give her.
I want you all, I want my brothers, I want you guys to seek God fervently. And in doing so, you will get a greater understanding of ultimately who you are and your role. And then that in itself will just trickle down to every other aspect of your life. It would trickle down into how you perceive yourself and how you love yourself and how you love others and how you love me. And that's important. And I believe every person, definitely God has called to know him and to be a leader. But guys, you guys are called for leadership. And I kind of want you guys to take on that role. But that role can only be completed if you really have an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ.
Because when you take the word leadership and filter it through the Jesus stuff, that actually means take a bullet for me. It's servant leadership. Mm-hmm. It's not do what I say leadership.
Right,
so another friend of mine named DJ, not really, her name is Candace, came out with a book. She played DJ in Full House.
Yeah.
And did a whole bunch of interviews, and people pulled this out of her book, that she said, I have chosen to be submissive or to submit to my husband, Val Bure, because I think that's the best way to do our marriage. I got it from the Bible. And people went, whoa, 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 girlfriend, you shouldn't be, you know, you're choosing to submit to, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But what the rest of the story is, well, he does the same. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does the exact same. He
lays his stuff
in a different way. Yeah. But ultimately, when it comes down to, you know, two people, you know, someone's got to make a decision, she defers to him when it comes to those rare occasions where someone's got to make a decision here and we got to go one way or another. And then she trusts God, that God is leading this relationship through the leadership of her husband.
Agreed. And if I could add to that.
You just got excited there.
Sorry, because you almost started dancing.
Yeah. Marissa, is this catchy?
It is.
Okay.
What I've come to realize is that, and you guys can, you know, agree or disagree, but when a girl says, okay, it's done, the relationship is done, is over, it ain't over. But when a guy says it's done, it's over, the relationship is over. Usually, if the guy really wants a girl, she's still in it, you know? It's hard for her to walk away. Mm-hmm. But when the guy says it's done, it's done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea where to go in that part of the conversation. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Just a plug-in.
I'm going to not talk to you about this one because you're doing the Davina Jhapal thing right now. You are the sweetest animal on the planet. Okay? You're like a koala. Hey, right?
Except if you get them angry, they can be quite vicious.
They can be, yes. And I still actually you're going to use the term koala for you. Then. Marissa.
Yes.
What are you tired of men doing?
What am I tired of men doing?
Or being, or saying, or...
I am tired of, and I think we actually talked about this, I don't know how to word it the best way, but be willing to approach. We talked about that. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Like...
I have to step on you for a second.
Why?
Because I have heard the opposite. In the black culture, I've heard the opposite, that is the last thing that men have. Men are like so aggressive with the flirting and the... And
in
come
the
on,
black
baby, come on, baby,
church
baby.
Culture?
No, it's different in the black church culture?
No.
Really?
No.
That's not my experience.
That's not,
really?
Yeah.
No, Tamika?
Yeah, I think we would have to separate then church culture from just like street culture.
Okay.
So I think on the street it's very different, and it is like there's no problem approaching, and then we'd have to talk about approaching appropriately.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I find in the black culture it's like
church culture.
In the black church culture,
yeah.
It is, you know, make sure I'm doing it right. Am I doing it as unto the Lord? Am I being humble enough, whether that's real or not? And then maybe I just won't approach. Maybe I'll just stand
so you're saying
nearby.
The black guys in the church are so confused with how they're supposed to approach women that they don't?
No. We're just saying that.
Yes.
Sorry. We're just saying that that they don't. Now there could be multiple reasons
yes,
why.
I don't know the reason why, right. But they don't.
I'm not getting as many approach. That being said, there's the churches I visited always have way more women than men.
Yeah,
that's also
so they're just might not be enough men to approach anybody anymore.
Yeah,
ratio has changed.
Yeah, I go to Chicago.
Sorry, what did
though.
You say about Horatio?
The ratio. I did not call out a man on air.
Horatio, here's my number.
That's a real white
you change,
name.
Baby.
Horatio, sorry, Davina.
No, it's okay. I think I changed my mind. I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
That's a dangerous thing to do here on the show, let me tell you. Tamika, I want to come to you with the same kind of question out there. If you could have all the men in the church listening to you right now.
Oh, Lord.
And you've got a moment to be able to kind of steer them a little bit. You know, here, guys, you know, we just heard Davina's homily. What about you? What do you want to say to the guys out there?
I think I'd like to say we also need you to be our friend. Like we're not just trying to hop from dating life to married life. We're enjoying the singleness and as much as, and I think this goes to the married men as well. Like we need you to be our friend and be our brothers so that we can develop relationships safely. We can develop relationship organically. And that we still have our, you know, our prayer partners and the people that we can call on and in times. And we still have our family, our family of God. And that way, if we're developing friendship, like if I have a friend and I know he may not be as bold when it comes to approaching women or he's going to do something different or I have to be the one to say, hey, how are you? But then he can pursue and take the lead from there. That's something that I would learn of a friend more than I would of just a stranger approaching me. So be friendly and trust the Lord with your sisters.
Okay. I don't know. I'm surprised how many women don't know this. And you probably know this. Because you're intelligent women. But, dude, look at me.
I know where you're going. Even before you say it.
It is categorically almost 100% impossible for a guy to be just friends with a woman he thinks is gorgeous. And it is just the way dudes are wired.
Yep. Or miswired.
Or miswired, whatever it is. Right?
I like Miss White.
So I understand that a good relationship, a romantic relationship, should start off with a friendship. I get that. Mm-hmm. I really do. But for guys to be just friends with this girl and just friends with that girl and just friends with that girl, I'm telling you right now, if he thinks one of those girls is good looking or all of them are good looking, the dude is going insane. It's right?
Oh yeah.
Now that, I don't know if that makes us jerks or what it is, but that is a thing. That's a real deal. Now what do you do with that information, Davina?
I'm not saying you need to be my best friend. Just be friendly.
Nice. Yeah, and I get that. Thank you for clarifying that. No, that's good. That's good. But it was just my little soapbox that I like to get on.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. I limit myself to how many guy friends I actually have, to be honest with you, because I agree with you. There are few guy friends that that can just be friends without it, you know, tipping over. Oh, I'm kind of interested in you, and the moment that actually shows up, it's like, okay, no, because I actually prefer that friendship than anything else. So I have to limit the guy friends that I have.
Do you limit your guy friends, Marissa? Wait, do you have more guy friends or girlfriends?
I have more girlfriends.
I think I have a balance.
Oh, I have more girlfriends.
You have more girlfriends?
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem.
How is that a problem?
Well, I just think, like, when I was, you know, getting ready to start dating again, and I was thinking, who do I know that's single? And I couldn't come up with a single guy in my head that I knew.
A single guy or a single guy?
No, I couldn't come up with a guy who was single that I actually knew. Every guy I knew was either related to me or was already married. Like, even in just coincidence, I just didn't know any single men who weren't in a committed relationship. And that was really weird to me.
And how is that a problem?
There should be at least one person that I can say, you're my brother. Even if we're not going to engage in anything, you're my brother in Christ. I love you. I'll pray for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have anyone. And I thought that was a problem.
Well, I have
coming from
brothers.
The church. Yeah, I didn't have any in church.
You didn't have any in church?
No, I had. I thought there. No.
Okay.
One.
Well, I have church brothers, but like we don't go hanging out,
right?
You know?
No. Yeah. I didn't have any at all. For
okay.
Either
wow.
Option.
Okay. I can see how that's a problem.
I have learned more in this 40 minutes than 16 years of doing this show.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Just about dating in general, let alone the whole
no, just
race
women
because
you guys are weird, right? The whole species.
Man. Preach.
No, I'm just saying that there is a difference, but there's just a difference the way we process things, the way we look at the, and then there's also this phenomena of, can you just go out on dates with different people without having the social media frenzy follow you and the gossip chain follow you and the prayer warriors follow you with the whole, whoa, that girl, ooh, she's been seen with him, she's been seen with him. See, my thing is your reputation is determined not by how many dates you go on, but by what you do on the dates.
Right.
That's where your reputation is, right? So is it weird for a woman to date different guys casually, bowling, ping pong, I don't know, whatever the heck you do.
You need to get out more often, Drew.
Right? I just want to speak to that because I'm very passionate about that when you said social media. I'm a firm believer of your life should not be on social media. If you go on my social media page, you will not find my private journal entries. You will not.
Right.
You will not find.
Can I see what you're eating, though, at least?
Want food.
You won't even find what I'm eating because I just don't. I mean, Facebook was created to connect with friends. Mm-hmm. Period, point blank. You're not supposed to know who I'm dating, when I'm dating, where I'm dating, until there's a ring on it.
Yeah.
So I'm very passionate about that.
Who sings? Is that Beyonce?
Girl.
See, I know what I'm doing. Michelle McKinney Hammond. There are very few women in this world that terrify me. But this woman has got more talent than any human being should ever have. She is a best-selling author. She's an Emmy Award-winning TV host. She is an international speaker, singer-songwriter, actress, life and relationship coach. She's authored over 40 books, selling over 2 million copies worldwide, including the best-selling titles The Diva Principle, Sassy, Single and Satisfied, 101 Ways to Get and Keep His Attention, and Secrets of an Irresistible Woman. And she calls us all the way from Africa. What's up, girlfriend?
Wow. Gee, who is that person you were talking about?
I don't know. She is a bit of a rock star. MichelleHammond.com. Okay, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to any of these girls beforehand, but I need your help. These girls are fine. They don't need anybody's help. But I need your help understanding the single black dating culture. What does an awkward, middle-aged white guy need to know about the single black? Because my original thinking, Michelle McKinney Hammond, was there's a difference? How is it different? How is the black single culture different?
I think it's more difficult to navigate, actually. And I think that you have to have a different mindset about it. And at this point in my life, I am like, we all need to discover other crayons in the crayon box. It's like other colors in the crayon box.
Okay.
How about that? Let's just add a little color to our world, you know, and let us not insist on the brown crayon. Mm-hmm. Try mustard. Let's try some other colors.
Got it. Got it. Okay, I have the spiritual gift of being a jerk, so can I just exercise that gift right now, Michelle?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Michelle, are you still single?
I am still single.
That phrase, still single, does that bug you?
No, not at all. I am very happy single.
So my thinking is with Michelle McKinney Hammond, I mean, you've made a living off of being single. You can't get married now.
I know. Drew, it's terrifying, the thought of it. No, but you know, to be perfectly honest, let me just back up, because I have to relate to my audience, and I do know of that place called frustration as a single person, but I have to be honest and say that I got to the place where I told God, look, you have to make me happy as a single person, because otherwise I'm going to feel very hypocritical telling other people that you're all that's needed if I don't feel that way.
Right.
And so I really had to go on a journey with that. And I think that once I got into my purpose and I started being busy about the business of what I was created for, so much joy came out of that, that it kind of, it really filled a lot of the voids in my heart. Now, I have to say the second secret for me is that I do have a lot of great male friends, single and married. So I think that it's important to not just have a spiritual life, but to have a natural life and be very balanced. We have needs, and I believe that God created us not to live in one zone. And I think the problem is a lot of single people settle into just hanging out with their girlfriends, and the guys are over there with their male friends, and they both grow very uncomfortable with each other. So that by the time they do intersect, there's a bunch of awkwardness. I mean, and, you know, you've probably heard it a lot, Drew, that a lot of single women say that men that are not Christians are more interesting than the Christian guys because they're just being nerdy.
I've heard that. I might have actually lived that, but I did hear it, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's very, very important for us to mix and mingle and, you know, have just healthy relationships so that we learn about relationships with the opposite sex from the opposite sex. Because I think that we're just living in our heads a lot and think, you know, women think that men think a certain way, and it's usually the opposite of how we think. Or we spiritualize it, and we're supposed to have sense in this thing, just natural sense.
Yeah, I was not blessed with a whole lot of that. Okay, so, Michelle, I want to introduce you to these three girls here. To my immediate left is Davina Jabal. Davina Jabal is one of the other broadcasters on this station. Davina, this is Michelle McKinney Hammond.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
I wanted to bring Davina in on this right away. We're going to get to the other girls in a second here. But Davina, I told you Michelle was coming on. You looked into her a little bit. Mm-hmm. Did you see some of the book titles?
I did.
This is the kind of stuff you could write. Because you got a little...
Because no, I'm single.
No, but you're single. You're a woman of color. Did I say that right? I don't even know what the right words are. But you also have like testicular fortitude.
Okay. Define that. What does that mean?
That's great.
You got chutzpah, okay. Is another way to say
okay.
it. You know?
Okay.
You got a little bite to you.
Okay.
You know, you're not a mild salsa. You know what I'm saying?
She's a koala.
Yeah, she's a koala. Yeah. So,
that's great. I love it.
So you got Michelle on the phone here. Mm-hmm. Can you just, I don't know, commiserate with her? Do you want to celebrate or commiserate? Like, what do you want to, what are you going to say to Michelle?
That's a great, thank you so much for that opportunity just to be able to speak to Michelle. And I don't know, I'm happy and I celebrate with you singleness. 2 years being single, and honestly, I'm in a very comfortable place. But I still have that desire to marry. I still have that desire to have a family. Does that dissipate over the years? And it's just like, okay, I ain't going to have a family, and I ain't going to get married.
Close up shop.
Yeah, yeah. How do you deal with those things?
It's not over till it's over. So I think that it's perfectly healthy to have that desire. I believe that God can give you a sense of peace in your wait. I think that it's okay to have the desire as long as the desire doesn't have you. And I think that there's a big difference. I think that we can either have a desire or be driven by a desire to the point of frustration. And I think that what happens a lot is that people don't kind of like clock it and say, okay, I'm a normal, natural woman who would love to have a partner in her life at some point. Right now, I don't. So I am not going to linger on that thought until it makes me anxious, depressed, upset, and drives me into low self-esteem, which is what I see a lot of single women doing. So, okay, I really would like to have a partner, but what am I going to do in mine now that gives me joy, that feeds me, so that I'm attractive to attract that other person? Because men smell desperation. So if you're living for this person to show up and make life happen for you, those are the types of women that repel men and live in frustration. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I hate that we're running out of time. We could have done a four-hour show on this topic. This is ridiculous. Marissa, anything you want to talk to Michelle McKinney Hammond about? And if not, just say pass. No, don't say pass. That's tacky.
First of all, it is wonderful to meet you, Michelle. I think one thought that I have is what you're doing in your singleness. What are you doing in your singleness?
Yeah.
What are you doing during that period?
Yeah, it's true. I think that that's the time to just discover who you really are and what you have to offer to people. I think that a lot of people get stuck in their singleness because they're waiting for someone to enter their life and make life happen. They don't feel that they have anything to give. They're waiting for someone to come and give them something. Give them joy. Give them fulfillment. And if those are things that you're working out actively in your life, being you, then that attracts that person to you. I always say, you know, that broken people or empty people just attract another broken person or another empty person. And that relationship does not work out. So it's really important to live your life to the fullest as a single. I mean, I'm in Ghana, West Africa. And like he said I was a rock star. That's prophetic. I have a rock band. I just was coming from a gig when I had to call you. You know, I mean, it's just life is full. I had a movie shoot today. I'm in ministry. I'm getting ready to write my next book.
Yes.
So there's so much going on. But I don't leave those voids for the devil to come and whisper in my ear that I'm not loved and I'm not wanted and I'm alone. Oh, no. There's no room for that conversation.
Uh-huh. If any time during my career on radio deserved a mm-hmm from me, that would have come out right then. Michelle, our last girl here is Tamika. And Tamika, by the way, Marissa and Tamika are both recording artists. And
and
Tamika, I don't know, what you got for Michelle McKinney?
I would like to ask a completely different question, but how do you feel the church has handled singleness? I kind of the church sees it as a lesser thing or this period of waiting for something better to come along. And I know you have all these books. I've actually seen you talk. But how do you respond in love to people who make you feel like you are lesser than because you are not married?
And Michelle, let me just let you know, we're coming to the top of the hour, so we're almost out of time. So hit it and quit.
Okay. They haven't handled it well because they don't know how to handle it, because the world has conditioned everyone to think in twos. And so it's very important for single people to know that their life is not a sentence. It is a celebration and an opportunity to make the most of it until that person arrives.
Well said.
She can drive. Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Yeah.
We need to talk again.
Okay, Michelle, before we go, obviously there's a part of, you know, what we do here in this business. I want you to plug whatever you want to plug. I want people to follow you, creep on you, buy your stuff, and show up at your house uninvited. So what do we do here?
I hope that happened a lot, Drew. They can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at McKinney Hammond. My Facebook fan page is Michelle McKinney Hammond. And my YouTube channel, which has stuff on it daily, is Michelle McKinney Hammond. So share, subscribe, like. And then my rap group is Relevance. But you can find the handle and Relevance Life on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Everything is Relevance Life. Because Relevance to myself is taken.
Dude,
so, relevant
flies. you exhaust me. Seriously, this is just, your bio is exhausting. I want to go take a nap after talking to you. This is ridiculous.
Well, when you read it, I got tired myself.
Michelle, we do need to have you on again. Let's connect on email because I'd like to make this happen again with a little bit more time. Would you mind?
I would love that.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Goodbye. Bye, girls.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.